This recording, Czech Republic 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of a foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I was born in Czechoslovakia, in the Slovak part of Czechoslovakia, in Banská Bystrica, where I spent 17 years of my life, and then my family and I moved to United States, to Vermont, where I attended 2 years of high school and 4 years of university. In Czechoslovakia, my mother tongue is Slovak, and that's what we speak at home, but we were a very bilingual country and spoke Czech, and understood Czech, read Czech, which was on TV and in news and newspapers and books and so on. And these were primarily the languages we could speak. Also, Russian was taught in schools during the communist system, and then it kind of went down. But I did not really learn any Western languages until I came to the United States. So I'm going to say my name is Eva Hruska. I was born in Czechoslovakia, in the Slovak part, in Banská Bystrica. And I'll say this both in Slovak and Czech. So, for Slovak, which comes a little naturally to me, volám sa Eva Hrušková, bola som narodená v Československu, v terajšom Slovensku, v Banskej Bystrici. Now I'll say it in Czech. Jmenuji sa Eva Hrušková, narodila som sa v Československu, v Slovenskej republice, v Banskej Bystrici.